The numbers have been further crunched and Sycamus is now looking at a 3.5% tax increase. At the February 28 Select Finance Committee meeting, Chief Financial Officer Bianca Colonna presented the reworked budget, which had previously been set at 3.3% in January. There were discussions last finance meeting about potentially increasing what we put to capital, which we haven't done for the last few years, she explained. So, looking where we're sitting at, I'm proposing a 5% increase to our transfers in reserves. That equates to $31,000 and an additional 0.61% increase to the tax rate. But Colonna added that prior year supplementals, increased revenue, of $17,123 offset that to a minimal 0.27% change to taxes. In her report, she also noted the tax increases of other Okanagan Shuswap communities, including Salmon Arm at 5.59%, Revelstoke at 5%, Colonna 4.75% and Osoyoos topping them all with 37%. Job well done, Cown. Malcolm Makayev told Kelowna, 3.52 is cheaper than anybody anywhere that I've seen. The rest of council echoed that appreciation at her work in keeping the local increase modest. I was just looking at that Osoyoos 37% and realizing that it's better to march the ball up the field like we're doing, Cown. Bob Evans said, necessary increments rather than delay it and then, sticker shock scaring the tar out of everybody. The next steps in the budget process will be to set the 2024 utility rates and discuss the service agreements with the Shuswap Trail Alliance and Sycamus and District Chamber of Commerce. Adoption of the financial plan is scheduled for the April 10 council meeting, followed by the adoption of tax rates on May 8. Read more. New Sycamus bioheat facility generates over $24,000 in 3 months. Read more. Icy conditions, a factor in two collisions on Highway 1 east of Sycamus.